Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Gorder, and we also have along with us our sideline reporter for Bearcat football each and every Saturday afternoon, Chris Roush. He'll be working out of the crowd, going through, picking up some of your question cards and some other things throughout this evening as well. And Matt, we've got a great show on hand for tonight like we do every Thursday evening at this time. We'll be hearing from Northwest soccer coach Tracy Hosa. We'll also have one of her players, a senior player and a captain, Jordan Albright. We'll also hear from Northwest defensive lineman Zach Williams, who's a senior captain on the Bearcat football team, as well as head coach Adam Durrell. So once again, this week, another great show lined up.
It's an all-football night tonight. It's just a matter of whether it's football or football. So a lot of kicking involved, but different shaped balls, of course. But it's going to be fun to hear about the start of the seasons for both teams tonight.
And a reminder that support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the student body, screen and printing and embroidery, now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And also support from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Dine in or carry out, and more information at 660-582-2699. And Matt, we always want to thank Carson and Renee and the wait staff for all the work they do during the show here every week.
They do a tremendous job. I just always think when I'm here that they need to provide neck braces because I don't ever know which sport to watch on which TV, so I usually end up with a sore neck by the end of the night.
And of course, we'll kind of have an eye out for the Cardinal game here tonight.
Yeah, we'll watch a little bit of Cardinals, that's
all right,
for sure.
And talk a lot of Bearcat sports. So again, a lot of things coming up on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Up next, we'll hear from the Northwest head soccer coach, Tracy Hosa, as we'll talk about their season. That's coming up right after this timeout as you're listening to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell and St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey, and joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State soccer team, Tracy Hosa. Big round of applause for Tracy here tonight for everybody. Tracy, your team's off to a 1-3 start on the season, opened up with a big win over Wayne State and then a couple losses on the road last week to Northern State and then St. Cloud State. But let's talk a little bit about the season up to this point and some of the things that have really come out with your squad.
You know, so far, yes, our first game was a big win for us, and then we struggled a little bit with trying to find the wins. However, we are playing better football. Theater football. But we're seeing that a lot. We're just connecting the dots, and once we get the dots going, we'll be up and running.
Let's talk about leading into the season and some of the things that you really wanted to work on with this team.
You know, we really, our goal actually is really to finish strong. And finish strong within every game and finish strong towards the end of the season. And that's one of our main goals this year is to do that. traditionally we start off a little strong and then move down from there. We do have a tougher out of conference play this year, and we knew that was going to be hard, and we knew we were going to be on the road a lot compared to being at home. So we're focusing on finishing strong this year.
And when you play a tough non-conference schedule, I think that really has to, as the season goes along, really work out for your team when you play the tough schedule there.
You learn lessons quicker, and you learn some of your weaknesses will come out quicker. So you got to, you know, assess that, and then if you can work on those and figure them out now, rather than trying to figure those out towards the end of the season.
Now, as far as your roster, just talk a little bit about some of the players you've got coming back this year that the fans, when they come out to Bearcat Pitch, will have a chance to watch and cheer on this season.
Starting off with our senior leadership, Jordan Albright, Kelsey Adams, Fiona Maloney, Anna Calgard, and Kirsten Mockel. They're exciting players to watch, and they have been. With Jordan and Kelsey and Anna since their freshman year, they've always brought energy to the field, they've always brought enthusiasm to the field. Our junior Taylor Sellers and Bette Waldy are great leaders within the juniors and for the rest of the team, and good energy and enthusiasm is what we see, and they compete.
And as you look at your early season, again, we talked about opening up with Wayne State and then playing a tough 2-0 loss to Northern State, and then a 2-1 loss in double overtime to St. Cloud State last weekend. Is that a trip up north? And talk a little bit about those teams in particular and what they offered when you went up against them.
You know, what we notice is when we go up north, a lot of it is a kick and run. And who can kick the ball higher and harder. We also, when we went up north, we played on field turf, both teams. And typically when we go on the road, I want to be on grass. But we challenged that because towards the end of the season and the MIAA conference, there's a lot to be played on field turf. But it was a battle. You got to contest the being away from home. Just dealing with everything that teams deal with being on the road.
Now, do you see a difference in the style of play when you go to a different region, like going up north, than what you might see in the MIAA?
A little bit. And we're blessed with, I think we've got great coaches in the MIAA, UCM and traditionally Truman and UCO. They play a nice little style of soccer, and it's nice to see that. I guess it's what works, and we were very close to, we're 18 seconds away from playing and being in a tie and continuing on Sunday. So, we just have to be able to maintain and work with teams that play very direct.
And you look at your program, you've been at Northwest for a number of years now, and it came in with a program that really essentially was in its infancy. What are some of the things that you've tried to do to build a program at Northwest?
You know what we love and we do a lot of, and it's possession-style soccer. It's holding on to the ball and trying to get the players to problem-solve and how to figure out what's going on and adapt on the field. And that's some of the things that we introduce in all our practices, and we really have focus on possession.
And you've had some success here in the last few years. Are you seeing that makes it a little bit easier when you go in and try to recruit to Northwest?
Absolutely. And our players are our biggest recruits, and even our former players are our biggest recruits, and we have them contacting us all the time saying, "Coach, come look at this player." And I can see that a lot. We have actually three players from a former player that I recruited my first year here.
It really seems like not only are you recruiting good athletes, but again, like many of the sports, you're recruiting good kids into the program that really contribute not only to the on the athletic field, but just to the community as well.
Oh yeah, a lot of times we do a lot of community service, a lot of clinics, and they're just, they're great students. And what's awesome is when they go into the big world and they continue on giving and working within the community.
Now, as we look ahead toward this weekend, again, we're talking with Tracy Hosa, the Northwest soccer coach on the Northwest Missouri State campus. And again, if you're listening here at Carson Sports Grill, I have a question for Tracy. Be sure to pick up one of the question cards. I think Rodney over to my left has some Crescent cards if you want to ask Tracy about some things concerning soccer. But Tracy, let's look ahead toward the coming week. You open up MIAA play tomorrow afternoon. You've got a 4 o'clock start with Lindenwood. And talk a little bit about what Lindenwood has to offer coming over from the St. Louis area.
You know, they have a kind of similar style to what up north have. They have a lot of youth on their side. They'll definitely want to attack us in the back and in far post. I think they'll be more organized and more composed than last year. The good thing is that we have them at home and on our field tomorrow.
Yeah, you had to go down there last year, if I remember right.
That was, we were down 2-0 and we came back on 1-3-2, so that's always nice to do that.
Now, as far as strategy for tomorrow, what are some of the things you're looking for to come up with a victory?
You know, yesterday we worked a lot on the attacking side, as the midfielders combining with the forwards and getting their heads up and looking for the forwards and looking to go out wide as well. So those are the things that we're looking for on the attack. On the defense, we're looking to lessen our mistakes and always having numbers up on the defense and getting back to have numbers up.
And after that, you're on the road next Tuesday. Just a short trip, though, down to St. Joseph's to face Missouri Western.
Oh, we are? Didn't know that. Oh, I forgot about that game. Yep, play Moore West. Again, that's a non-conference game. And it's a non-conference game on field turf. And it'll give us a quick look at what they're like, because we'll turn around and play them in conference that Friday. So our schedule just permitted us to get it in as quick as we could, and especially with Truman opened up that weekend, so we're getting a game in against them, non-conference, go see what they're like, bring them back home, and hopefully turn around and get a couple of wins.
Now, you talked a little bit about trying to play some matches on field turf. Of course, at the Bearcat pitch, you're playing on grass. What's the biggest difference in soccer as far as the surfaces?
You know, it'll depend on the actual surface of the field turf as well, and what you play on. We know when we went up north, it was a little bit just like the older kind of field turf. It runs a lot quicker, and it completely bounces a different way. So we had to get used to how it bounced. And then you don't know which field to field. It just has its own way of bouncing.
And I would imagine, too, that's a little bit of a help when you get a chance to work out on the Northwest field turf here.
We did all week. A few of the girls are like, oh, man, we're not used to being on grass because we've been on turf. Yeah, it does. I mean, it allows us to utilize it, and we will this week. We'll go on the field turf Sunday, Monday, and get ready for lights and field turf on Tuesday night.
What do you prefer?
It's a good question. I personally prefer grass, but I think that where we're at geographically wise, we might have to switch over to turf, but a modern one that has got like loads of blades and stops the ball from bouncing all the time. So, and they're coming up with pretty good ones right now, so you know, you got to be smart with what you have and your weather and stuff.
Now, let's talk about a couple of your players before we let you go here, but looking at Kelsey Adams in that Winona State game, she had, I think, a season-high 11 saves, and she's 14 away from setting the all-time saves mark there, and just kind of talk about what she adds to your program.
You know, Kelsey's a phenomenal athlete, and I've said this year in, year out. And on against Winona, we had probably the best free kick I've ever seen in college, and we had the best save in college. And unfortunately, our battery ran out with getting the save, and it was just unbelievable. Kelsey's a quick learner, just quick to respond, just unbelievable.
Now, there's another player we'll talk about and hear a lot more about here in just a moment, as Matt will talk with Jordan Albright, your senior captain, and just talk a little bit about Jordan and what she brings to the team.
Jordan is a winner. You know, we have every day we'll have teams that play against each other, and you'll just notice Jordan's team will win. That's one of the things. She's has a great football mind, the other football, our football. You know, comes from a well known soccer area down in St. Louis. She's a very smart player, and technically and tactically, you know, she has what it takes to be a great college Division II player.
All right, well, Tracy, thanks a lot for being with us. And got a big week ahead with a couple of games here. One at home tomorrow afternoon, and then on the road down to St. Joseph on Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you very much, John.
And that's Tracy Hosa, the head soccer coach at Northwest Missouri State, with us tonight. And again, we want to thank Tracy for coming out and talking some Bearcat soccer. And we'll continue to talk Bearcat soccer when we come back. Matt Gorder will rejoin us, and Matt will talk with the senior captain of the soccer team, Jordan Albright. That's coming up as the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show continues from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill, right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for today's game comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. You can find agent information available at FMNottoway.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
And we're back in downtown Maryville at Carson's for the Bearcat Coaches Show. And it is time, before we get back to talking Northwest women's soccer, for our first giveaway. We've got a T-shirt to give away. Aaron Dinsdale. Aaron is out of Maryville. I see a cheer. Must be that general direction. So Aaron Dinsdale, our first winner of a T-shirt here from the Bearcat Coaches Show tonight. Of course, we've got more giveaways to come as the evening goes on. As John talked about, now joined by Jordan Albright. She is a midfielder for the Bearcat women's soccer team. And Jordan, just talk a little bit about the start of the season and how you feel things have gone so far for you.
Things have been good. We've had a rocky past three games, but I think that we're connecting still as a team, so I think things will continue to pick up as the season goes on. I actually play defense now, so I transferred back again.
Now, you talk about the last three. They have been close games.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that in terms of not making mistakes, things like that, when you know you're going to be in close contests like that?
I mean, since it is early in the season, I mean, I think mistakes are expected to be made. We're still kind of starting to, like, mesh as a team with some new players and people in new positions. And I think it's a lot to be said that they've been really close games. I think that we could have come out on top in any of the past three. It's just a matter of getting, you know, some cohesion and keeping playing together well. So hopefully that happens.
With new players coming onto the team and obviously some players back, what are some of the things that you have to do as players to get that cohesion and to be able to work together? What are some of the things that need to come along for that to gel?
We try to do a lot of, like, team bonding on and off the field just to get to know each other on a personal level. And then as far as once we're actually playing, just keeping, like, a positive attitude with one another and making sure you're encouraging, because it's always really hard coming into a situation that you don't know the other players or if you're going to get playing time. So it's good that, like, all of our returners keep a positive attitude with the new players, and even with returning players in new positions, just keeping like a good attitude and encouraging one another. I think our team does a pretty good job of that.
Talk about kind of the work in preparation for opponents. You know, obviously we've talked about how you guys have Lindenwood and Missouri Western coming up, but what's preparation like in terms of getting ready for that next opponent? What's the work that you guys do specifically?
Our coaches send us out some paperwork. I forget the name of the word I'm looking for right now, but with
that's okay. She's not listening.
Yeah,
she's not listening.
That's good.
Anyway.
No. But with like the lineup of the other team, who some of their stronger players are, and the like the style that they play in their lineup and their format, like a 4-4-2 or 4-3-3. Like Lindenwood's going to be playing a 4-3-3 tomorrow, so we look at that and we try to practice accordingly to the other team's strengths and make sure we're focusing. If they're really good in the air or on set plays, that's something we'll focus on with defending, or if they have a weaker back line, we try to work on like penetration and stuff like that. So we look at just the way that they play and what we can do to work around that. So
Coach Koza was talking about your background and the soccer that you have played, and you played at a high level before getting even to college. How did that help you get ready for college soccer, being able to play with the programs you did?
Well, St. Louis is a really competitive soccer city. And even we played a lot in Kansas City as well. It's a big soccer city. I think that playing against girls who are really good and who have a lot of skill and a lot of talent, it just prepares you for the teams that are going to have a lot of talent. And I know that teams like UCM and teams like Truman, they have a lot of players from my area. And so that kind of benefits because I can see some familiar faces and I know how they play. So it works in my favor in that case. And then like on a personal level, it helps just having the ability to develop your skill for a while. Some of our players are from smaller towns and it's harder to get like that skill set developed. It's a lot harder for them. They've done it, but it's been more of a challenge. I guess it just was a lot easier for me in the area that I was in, so thankful for it.
Is going to Lindenwood going to feel like a little bit of a homecoming for you then?
Oh, well, we went to Lindenwood last year, and it was awesome. My whole family got to come, which never happens, so that was really fun. And we pulled out a win, so that was even better. But this year, since they're here, it's not going to be the same. But I have my parents coming because they like to see whenever I play teams closer to home because they know some of the faces as well. So it's always a good thing to play some closer teams.
So one of the things John talked about with coaches about field and when you get to play on field turf or when you get to play on grass. What about you? Which do you prefer?
Well, I'm a little older, so turf just hurts my joints a little more. But also, when you're playing on turf, the ball goes a lot faster, so that means you have to go a lot faster. So I don't really know, but especially at Northwest, our field is awesome. They keep it in great condition, so I really like playing on grass, but a lot in St. Louis, I played on a lot of turf, so I'm used to both, but I definitely prefer grass. It slows down the game a lot.
I would bet you probably even see differences between grass fields. I mean, when you play on another
sure.
one away from here
definitely.
As well.
Definitely. Emporia has a grass field that is a lot shorter and not as, no offense to them, high quality as ours. So it's a lot. You can definitely see some differences between fields.
Another thing that they had talked about is some of the things you guys do in the community. I know one thing you did, clinics you're doing all the time. Had one here just not too long ago. Working with younger, hopefully future soccer
right.
players. What's that like for you?
Oh, it's awesome. I love working with kids and even kids that are older, high school kids. We do a lot of camps for them in the summer as well. And it's fun just to see like their passion because being from a bigger city, you know, the kids who are playing soccer are really competitive about it. It's nice in a smaller town feel that like the kids are still passionate about it regardless of where you're at. And it's also kind of cool, especially when we do clinics or camps with the high school kids. We have Alyssa on our team now, and she went to Maryville High School, so it's good to see them develop their skill and even, you know, recruit one.
Well, I know you had one. I had a six-year-old that was in the last clinic you did, and she is now on a soccer team.
Awesome.
Because of the clinic you guys put on. So,
perfect.
Yeah, it's got to be fun to be encouraging and expose younger players
Definitely.
To the game.
Definitely.
Well, Jordan, good luck to you through
Thank
the rest
you.
Of the season. I know there's still a lot of season to be played, and hopefully we see a lot of W's.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
And that's Jordan Albright from the Northwest Missouri State's women's soccer team, one of the captains this year for Coach Hosa. We're going to continue here in downtown Maryville at Carson Sports Grill as we will talk with Zach Williams, a defensive tackle from the Northwest football team. When we come back, you're listening to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show here at Carson Sports Grill.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants, including Five Guys, Panchero's Mexican Grill, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandMoGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville for the Bearcat Coaches Show. Another giveaway here before we do chat with Zach Williams from the Bearcat football team. This one is for a gift card to the student body, which is just right here around the corner from downtown Maryville. And Denise Slow from Clarinda, you are a winner. And I am apologizing if I pronounced the last name wrong, but you still win, even if I did say it wrong. So Denise Slow from Clarinda, winner of a gift card from the student body here in Maryville. It is now time to talk football, even though we've done that. It's spelled a little different. Zach Williams, a defensive tackle from Northwest Missouri State football, with us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. And Zach, let's just talk about the first couple of games. It's been interesting, especially with the defense. We've seen offenses kind of get downfield, put some points on the board, but you guys have made some tremendous adjustments. Just talk about that work and getting stronger as the game's gone on in the first two games.
You know, I would say that the defense is kind of slow coming out, but as soon as we start getting our motors rolling, you know, we're firing on all cylinders, you know. We may take a little time to progress. Like in UCM, we kind of came out a little slow, as Coach would say, lethargic. And after we got that going, we turned it on, you know, started coming after them. We realized what we had to make, the adjustments that we had to make, and how to adapt to that.
Does it make it a little bit easier? I mean, I know you guys do a ton of film work, but you know, when you're across from a guy and working against him, does it make it easier just to get a couple of series in to know what those guys are going to do and how they move and that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You get a feel out for them, you know. It's a little different from playing from your offense that you usually play against them. But once you get out there and you get a couple series in, you get the feel of how aggressive they are and how physical they are, and then, you know, what you got to do to beat them.
Do you feel that most guys that you go up against have, you know, a move or two or do certain things that you just need to get used to, and the more you see it, the easier it is to maybe get around them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know UCM's guard liked to hold a lot, and as soon as I realized that I could just get him locked out before he could grab me, it made it a lot more easier.
Now, talk about the defensive line as a whole. It seems like you guys have obviously got more experience. You got a lot of depth this year as well. How does that help you out individually, knowing you've got a lot of good guys to work around you?
You know, it's awesome. You know, I know that I could actually take a snap and come to the sideline and watch Brian Hummel come in and fill in for me and know that he's not going to drop off at all. You know, he's going to pick it up even more. We're going to compete to who can get the most tackles that game.
How many inside competitions like that do you guys have going on every game?
We have a lot.
Talk about Bryant a little. That's kind of interesting because he did move over to the defensive side. He had been playing some fullback. What's made it so that he could come along so well and like you said, come on and really not have a drop off?
You know, Coach Wright always says that we always do a good job of coaching each other up and then competing for a position, but at the same time, you know, this guy wants your position, but you want him to be just as good, or you want him to be able to make as many plays, and compete with him is a big part. But I know for us to be able to go back to Alabama, I know he has to be good. He has to be able to come back, and he's done an awesome job transitioning from fullback. Well, actually, he started off at linebacker as a freshman and then went to fullback, and now he's at defensive tackle, and he gained some weight. He put on some pounds, but he's just as good as me, Brandon Yost, and Tristan Patterson is.
Now, when we talk about not just the line, but the rest of the guys around you, and knowing that you've got guys behind you that are going to do their job, make their plays, can you be a little bit maybe more aggressive in doing your job, knowing that you don't have to worry about anybody else?
Oh, yeah. I know that if I get good pressure on a pass, I know that's going to put Brandon Dixon or Travis Manning or Bryce, any of those guys, in better position to get an interception, or, you know, helps them out a lot more.
Now, I know you guys want to get as many sacks and quarterback hits as possible, but a lot of times up there up front, you're taking on a couple of blockers maybe and letting those linebackers get in and get some of those sacks. Do you still take some of the pride even though you didn't make it, if you know you took a double team to open it up for somebody else?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If I know that if I have a double team coming down, and I know that Matt Longacre will for sure make that play, 95% of the time Matt Longacre will be in that face, or Matt Minor will be right there.
And those two guys, those aren't any of those guys that you might have some of those inside games with or competitions with, are they?
I can't give all of our secrets away.
Do you have a certain quarterback, certain lineman that you know you're going to be going up against this year that you just look forward to that matchup and going against those guys? And you don't have to name them in particular. I can already tell you don't want to give too many secrets. But are there certain ones that you just know you're ready for?
Oh, definitely. There's a bad taste in my mouth from a game, in particular last year, that I'm ready to go up against and play that team. There's a guy out there that I definitely want to put some pressure on this year.
Now let's just talk about Hayes, because I know you don't look forward. I know that. Let's talk about Hayes, their offensive line. What are some of the things that you're going to see out of those guys?
You know, I'm going to see some cut blocks. I'm going to see some double teams. I've seen that all year. I'm actually excited to see how I react to a cut block this year. I haven't seen too much of that this year, but I'm definitely excited to see how fast they move and how well they play.
What's one way of getting around a cut block, or the way you can try to get around one of those? I know they're tough.
Coach Wright always says one hand on the head and one hand on their back and push them to the ground.
Yep. Get over the top.
Yeah.
Now, in talking about Hayes and the trip out there, and you guys obviously will have kind of a long day, what do you guys do during those long days just kind of waiting for a night game like that and trying to stay focused on the game but yet make sure you're kind of killing time to get to game time? I know it gets you a little bit antsy.
We kind of bond, you know. Kind of sometimes we take our mind off of the game, you know, like the night before I love to watch The Last Frontier or something like that. But then that day I like to watch football-related things. Like last week we watched Bama and Texas A&M go at it. And that was a good game to watch, you know. And just kind of keep it football-related. We have Madden in the locker room. I love to play Madden on game day. For some reason it gets my head into it.
And we were just talking beforehand. Last year Rod Williams said he liked Disney movies. No Disney movies before games
get
you all pumped up.
Not at all.
Well, so far, so good. I know it's been just a couple of games, and there's a long season to go, but good start so far, and good luck to you through the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That is Zach Williams. He's a defensive lineman for North Northwest Missouri State here on the Bearcat Coaches Corner. We are in downtown Maryville here at Carson's, and we'll continue talking football with the head coach of the Bearcats, Adam Doral. When we come back, you're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Corner from Carson Sports Grill.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777.
Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes in part from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and we'll be joined here in just a moment by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Doral. But Matt, before we talk to AD, we got a couple more giveaways to pass out here from the student body, a couple gift cards. One goes to Brittany Ehring of Maryville from Hudson Hall. So Brittany receives a gift card from student body, and another gift card from student body goes to Don Turner of Maryville. So Don Turner of Maryville, also a winner here, and from a group that's pretty regular right in front of us here, man.
And we don't have far to go to get to
We'd like to thank everyone who's turned out for the show tonight. A little bit earlier today, the weather situation didn't look too good, but looks now looking outside like we've got a little bit of sunshine now. But a lot of folks probably were thinking about maybe coming out or not, but boy, they showed up.
Well, this is kind of our dome stadium, so you don't have to worry about
that's
whether
right.
You're inside here, and it's always comfortable.
And don't forget that if you have a question for Adam, fill out one of the question cards and bring it up to us, and we'll pass that along to AD as well, and kind of makes our job a little easier when they do that.
Yeah, too. Less work is always good, right?
Again, we're with the head coach of the Northwest football team, Adam Doral. And Adam, team off to a 2-0 start after a 28-24 victory over Central Missouri. And things got off to a little bit of a slow start last Saturday, but you're able to come back and pull out the win.
Yeah, I was proud of our kids. I thought we did a really good job of keeping our composure, made some adjustments late in the first quarter, and just really started clicking. And I thought we changed momentum in the second quarter and carried out a little bit in the third. And, you know, that first drive of the third quarter, we didn't score, but we changed field position, which was important. We were going against the wind and did some really good things and, you know, missed some opportunities. You go back and look at your game film, but certainly, you know, my hat's off to UCM. I thought they did some really good things, and that's a quality football team.
Zach was just talking a moment ago about how early on in the ball game they just needed to get their motors going a little bit defensively. When you talk adjustments, how much of it is that just making sure everybody's going, and how much of it is X's and O's and scheme and that sort of thing?
I think it's a little both. I think, you know, the hard thing to simulate is, you know, Central, after losing that first game, I mean, they're going to come up here and play hard. I mean, their season is pretty much on the line if they want to accomplish what they want to accomplish. And their seniors, if you look, I mean, their older veteran kids came up and played really well early in that game. And so that's part of it. And we had to match their intensity, I think. And I think we did that. But a little bit of it scheme-wise, too. You know, the double move that they beat us on in the screen pass were certainly things we hadn't seen from them in the first game of the season. So, again, it was a good job on their part. And certainly from our standpoint, I don't think the pass protection was great early in the game. And I don't think we were running the ball very well either. So I thought all that stuff just got better as the game went on, and I was very proud of our kids down the stretch. stretch.
We also talked a little bit about field possession in the first and the third quarter, but it seemed like first quarter as well. That was kind of a key to things as well for what Central's trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the wind didn't seem to be that bad, but for some reason it seemed to be affecting the kicking game on both sides, I thought, especially punting. And, that's one of those things. We got to do a better job of punting the football because I know we can and turn the field a little bit more. But certainly in a game like that, it's very crucial, special teams and field position. And, those two things go hand in hand.
Talk a little bit about offensively. Obviously, we saw a lot of Brady Bowles.
Yeah.
And was that just a situation where, when we see this in other positions, you don't think about it with the quarterback position a lot, but the way defenses are playing just kind of opens up to the way a guy plays the game.
Yeah.
Is that kind of how it fell on Saturday?
Yeah, a little bit. I certainly think he came in, and when he was in, he was moving the ball, and it was making us a better football team, and therefore we kept him in longer. But, going into that game, just like week one, we had planned on him to play because, he's earned the right to play, and I've certainly been very proud of the effort he's put in this summer, and it's carried into fall camp. So, obviously he played a little bit more than we thought he was going to, but, in a situation like that, when he gets in and he's doing well, you gotta play the guy that's doing the best, and that's helping our football team, move the football. So, but we think our depth is something. I know I've talked a lot about it at multiple positions. We think it's one of the strengths, if not the number one strength, of our football team, and hopefully that will continue to grow and build, and guys can rely on each other. And if a guy's having a great day at different positions, that's always a plus for the Bearcats.
I thought another key to the comeback was even when you found yourself down at 17-0, you looked down on the sideline. There wasn't any panic from anybody down there. You just went about doing your job and getting back in that ball game.
Yeah, it did, John, and that's something I talk with our kids a lot about. I think it's a good learning experience moving forward, but that starts with your seniors and your captains, and that's where that comes from, and it comes from that core nucleus of guys that they're trying to leave a legacy, a positive legacy, a big legacy. They have lofty goals, and it starts with those guys, and I was just very proud of them. If you look by position, pretty much everywhere, whether it's a defensive backs, linebackers, we've got veteran guys in there, and so it just starts by position, and it filters down to the units, and then it filters down to our team.
You talk about seniors, and we heard Zach talk about it a minute ago too, about how guys like to teach each other and coach each other up and that sort of thing. It seems like the foundation for a team, and there's a lot that goes into football, is just these guys kind of liking each other. It seems pretty simple, but it seems like that's a big part of all this.
It is, but it's not simple. It's like, for a guy who's worked at three other institutions, it's not simple. I think one of the things that I always look back to when I played it, I feel like when we kind of turned the corners of program, is when kids started taking a vested interest in each other, and we've tried to keep that going, and I feel like we're doing a good job of that, and our kids are doing a good job of that. But it is. It's what makes a team special, chemistry, but it's trust me, it's not easy. It's something that I've been very proud of our kids. And again, it's got to come from the upperclassmen. They have to want to do that. They have to take a vested interest in the young kids. And I think what's neat for me is just when I see guys come back and that are standing on the sideline, and before the game, Jordan Simmons this week, he went and picked out Billy Creason in the locker room before the game. I love those guys coming back and seeing our kids. But just to see those guys hug and interact before the game, they have a special relationship. And it's great when those guys come back and need to go see them by position, go pick out their guys that they helped grow, so to speak. And it's one of the most rewarding parts of my job.
How much of that is developed during the summertime with the type of summer program where the guys work together a lot during the summer?
I think a lot. I think Joe does a really good job of making our guys close in the way he structures the summer conditioning and even the winter conditioning, way we do running and the way we do some stuff in the winter, I think really helps that. But again, it just goes beyond that. I think our guys do a really good job of spending quality time with each other off the field, and that's something we certainly encourage them to do, but it makes a huge difference, I think, in tight ball games.
Do you think that also makes it easier? We talk about how much film your guys watch and do it on a voluntary basis. I mean, obviously them liking each other has got that room a lot fuller than maybe it would be in preparation for upcoming games.
Certainly. It's important to me, and I think it's, and again, I really try to get it to our staff and to our kids. It's important to me that we have fun in what we're doing, and there's a lot of reasons. Number one, it is a game, and number two, it's a part of life, and guys need to have fun and enjoy their college experience. But probably the third thing on that, I really think it helps when you get into big ball games, tight ball games, if guys can relax a little bit and enjoy what they're doing and not get really uptight. And certainly I'm seeing that a little bit this year so far.
And I know a lot of football is left to be played this season, but how important was it to pick up that first conference win against a team like Central Missouri?
Well, I think it was huge. I think you're going to see a Central Missouri team. I keep calling them Central Missouri, UCM. I think you're going to see that team win a lot of football games this year. I really do. And certainly I think that will help us down the road. And then Saginaw Valley, you know, they had a big win last week and won handily. And I think that's another team that's going to be win a lot of games. So I think those first two wins of the season are going to help us grow. And what I'm hoping to see is down the road that those turn out to be two really big wins.
Now, you started off with two good teams, and you're preparing for Fort Hays State. How every week do you keep the guys, because you want them to be focused on Hays or whoever you're playing, just like you were for any other game. How do you keep the intensity level and preparation high throughout an entire season with these guys?
Well, I think one of the things we've always done is just be honest with kids. And I mean, you certainly throw in the Fort Hays State game, and they're 0-2 right now. And, they don't look like Central Missouri State right now or Saginaw Valley, but I think we try to turn the focus on us playing at a high level, playing with high energy, playing Bearcat football and getting better. That's the thing we talk a lot about. We've always done that, as maybe not necessarily winning or losing, but getting better. You know, the process that goes involved in winning. And we talk about a lot about earning the right to win, you know, and that comes through preparation and practice. And so I think just you rely on your buzzwords and things that you believe in to kind of get you through that. And I'm certainly, from the research that I've had, Marshall, our new SID, the SID, he's a Fort Hays alum, and I'm not sure it's tail grading, I think it's called. I've been, I guess it's a really big thing out there. It's just as big, almost as homecoming. So we're expecting a big crowd. That's great. That's always great when you go on the road and have a big crowd. It really gets your guys going.
And we're talking with Adam Dorla, head football coach at Northwest Missouri State University. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the Fort Hays State matchup and go over some of your questions from the crowd here. Again, if you have a question for AD, go ahead and go over toward Rodney. He's got some of the question cards, or some might be out in about there, to write it down, and we'll pass those along to Coach Searle. But again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We'll be back with more on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Today's game is brought to you by Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane, 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups to oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or in shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's game comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Also, Chris Roush is working the crowd here and bringing us up some information, the question cards. He's our sideline reporter during Saturday afternoons with Bearcat football games. And we also have another gift card to pass out here from the Stooner Body. Eddie Heitman receives a gift card from Stooner Body. So Eddie gets a Stooner Body gift card here. Another one of the regulars that turns out from week to week on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. And, Adam, before we talk about Fort Hays State, one more question we have to ask you. And the white helmets. Talk a little bit about the white helmets you brought out for the game on Saturday.
Yeah, it's something we started talking about right after Christmas and started looking at it. Anytime we do stuff like that, John, I mean, it's great for our current student-athletes, but the main focus there is you're trying to attract hopefully future student athletes. And, you know, we spend a lot of time researching recruiting and things that are important to recruits. And, you know, one of the things that we've had a lot of positive feedback in the last 2 years on is what we're doing with uniforms and the helmets. So, you know, our kids, we went out and raised, fundraised a lot of money for those, probably around $25,000 to get that done. And that was through our kids going out and doing that. And so I was very proud of them, and they were very excited to wear them, and we'll continue to wear them. And so it was pretty neat to me. I never realized that Northwest Missouri State had wore white helmets before, and I had a few older gentlemen after the game came up and talked to me about them. And I guess Dr. Red told Mel that his last season at Northwest, they wore white helmets, I guess. So that was pretty neat to hear from some of those guys.
Of course, the question then has to be, what was it, a leather helmet?
I think that's what somebody said to me. I was going to try to find this an old leather helmet or something and paint it white, and we were going to send it to Jim if we can find something like that. But I know he'd get a kick out of that.
That's kind of the Oregon effect, isn't it, these days? I mean, it's not just you guys. Yeah. Everybody, it seems like, is doing a lot of different looks and that sort of thing.
Sure, you're trying to, and the key is to stay ahead. You know, in recruiting, you don't ever want to fall behind, you know, from whatever you're trying to do. So we're certainly trying to stay out in front of that, and we'll continue to grow what we're doing. And you've known me a while. I'm kind of a traditionalist, old O-lineman and old school guy, but unfortunately that's not recruiting nowadays. So we're going to try to stay cutting edge on that.
Got a question from Roy Rusco. I wants to know about Fort Hays and what type of special challenges they might present on Saturday.
Let's start with their defense. They went out and just got a lot of junior college kids for whatever reason, and they've really improved their defensive line, and they're playing about seven kids on the defensive line. And I mean, anybody that's going to go to the game, you're going to see them. They're going to have a good look to them. So our biggest challenge is blocking those guys. But I think if we can do that, we're going to be able to run and throw the football. Probably their offense, they run a lot of spread, and they've got a quarterback who's more of a run threat than passing threat. And they just trying to get you in some unbalanced formations or spread formations. And they really, pretty much everything they're doing, it's a run, pass, read for him. So if it's not there, they're trying to get him to tuck it up. So, you know, we've got to contain the football. And then from a special team standpoint, they've been pretty good on special teams, blocked a punt this year, and they've had some pretty good kick returns. And so those are probably the biggest challenges right now that come to my mind.
You obviously have seen some spread offenses, mm-hmm. a couple of them. What additional challenge does having a quarterback like that, that is that much of a threat to run, and it's built in, how much more of a challenge does that make the spread offense?
Well, it's challenging. I think, you know, our defensive guys do a great job. I think the thing with that is you kind of got to take the bull by the horns and not let them dictate to you what you're going to do from a coverage standpoint. And, you know, I've been pretty excited about some of the stuff our defensive guys have put in this week to try to give him some different looks and go after him a little bit, maybe get him thinking before he throws the football. That's always a plus with some of those guys. So, but that is a challenge. The biggest thing is you just don't want to let them tell you what you're going to do. I'm Rich and those guys have got a really good plan.
Open up with a couple home games now on the road, and one of the longer road games you'll have to take going out to East Kansas. Just kind of talk a little bit about the process of going on the road, and especially the first road game of the season, what you try to do to build with your team.
Well, it's been a process, believe it or not. You know, Rich is kind of spearheads the travel for us, and we started looking at hotel rooms out there, I think, late January, early February, and ran into a snafu right away. So we're actually going to have to stay in Manhattan, and which is fine, and that'll kind of break the trip up a little bit. Got a nice hotel there, and going to stop in Salina and eat pregame meal, and then drive into Fort. But yeah, it's one of the more difficult road trips that any MIAA team has to go through. But you know, I don't know if you guys have looked lately. You're going to be out there. They've really upgraded their facility. They just dropped a bunch of money in. They finished their indoor facility, and it's supposed to be a nice indoor facility. So we've got a former Bearcat, Zach Watkins, that's on staff, so we're going to get a chance to, before the game, run over and look at that place. I've heard it's really nice, and they just put down brand new field turf, and so those things are exciting for your kids, though. I mean, you want to go play at places that have nice stuff, so yeah, we're excited about the challenge.
You mentioned about the crowd and their tailgate and everything like that. When you do go on the road, what is it about a big crowd on the road? Obviously, we know at home what a big crowd can do.
Sure.
But having a big crowd on the road, which obviously is going to be mainly Fort Hays State fans, how does that get the team pumped?
Well, I'll be real honest with you here, throwing no punches. They put the students right behind you, and you can about imagine at 7 p.m. at night what the student section is saying to you. If you're getting your shot of them, and they usually start getting after kids on the sideline. I don't know. It just makes it fun. The kids, you know, get, not that we're talking back to them, it just gets kids jacked up and gets them riled up before the game. So it's fun. It makes it fun. It really does.
And coming up on Saturday, it's good to be able to go on your first road game and know that you've got two wins under your belt as you head out on the road.
Yeah, we've got some momentum going, and it's just one of those things we've really been focusing on and talking about all week. It's about keeping that going and playing at a high level and playing with a lot of energy and just focusing on the process. And the process is playing good football, playing a complete game, fixing the mistakes that we made last week in week one, and just you got to continue to get better. And if you can do that as a football program, a football team, continue to get better, you know, so I tell the kids all the time, that's all I can ask for, that's all we can ask for. And you know, I'm confident in our kids, and we've got good athletes, and I know if we continue to build like that, we got a chance to be pretty good.
And it doesn't seem like there's a ton of mistakes that need fixed either.
No, I think the thing that I've been most proud of that people haven't asked me about, you look at our penalty situation, it's way down this year. We've been very proud of that. And, you know, we led the league in holds last year, and it's something we've really focused on this year. We haven't had one holding call yet. We had two penalties all game last week, and I think we had three or four the week before. So, you know, again, that's a sign of discipline, I think, with your kids and what they're buying into what you're trying to do. And so starts there. We're not making a ton of glaring mistakes. Defensively, the coverage stuff that we've blown, again, you got to give a credit to, you know, the double move that Central made, a good pass play, but we're not blowing a ton of coverages. And then, you know, offensively, the things that we need to improve upon this week. Last week in that first half of that game, we had way too many blown assignments in the run game. Like, fullback was supposed to be leading on the rover, and he went up to the Mike linebacker. Just little things like that. But I'm confident if we can get that ironed out, I think you're going to see our running game get jump-started a little bit this week.
All right, well, Adam, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's Adam Durrell, the head football coach at Northwest Missouri State University. Before we go to break here, we have a T-shirt giveaway. This T-shirt will go to Mike Graham of Maryville. So Mike Graham receives a T-shirt. And we'll be back and wrap up this edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMO.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from MTE Office Centers with locations in Maryville and Cameron. Providing computers, printing, networking furniture, and office supplies since 1935, MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we wrap up another edition of the Coaches Show. A lot coming up this weekend. Bearcat football on Saturday. We got volleyball on the road tomorrow. The Northwest volleyball team's at Lindenwood. Then Saturday, they travel to the other end of the state to face Missouri Southern. Tennis at the ITA Championships in Springfield. Cross country at the Saluki Invitational in Carbondale, Illinois. Soccer at home tomorrow with Lindenwood. And then on Tuesday down at Missouri Western. Of course, Bearcat football on Saturday.
Yeah, this is a great time of year. No matter what team you're a fan of, there's a lot of action, there's a lot of activity, and always fun to be a Bearcat fan this time of year.
And we've got the broadcast on Saturday night. 7 o'clock is kickoff time, air time, along the Bearcat Radio Network. 6 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day, which is sponsored by Hy-Vee, so it should be a lot of fun on Saturday.
Well, you know, we always hope to see a ton of Bearcat fans on the road, but we totally understand this trip, and we'll be out there and ready to go on Saturday.
All right, again, a reminder, the support for KXCV's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection.